Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this September 12th, 2025. I have your host, James, here, and we're joined right now thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Area Bureau. Say a shout out to Meredith and the gang over there. They're giving us an opportunity to talk to our friends of Rapids Music. We're talking FRM, and we're talking FRM Music Festival coming up, and I have with me Suzanne Arndt to talk about this. Suzanne, thanks a lot for being here.
Hi, thank you. It's nice to be here.
And Art Stevenson with us. Art, it is always good to see and hear you, sir.
Good to see you, James, this morning.
Appreciate the time from you guys. And I do want to, you know, it's very important to us here at WFHR, journalistic integrity. It's very important in this day and age. I will be honest with everybody that I have no journalistic integrity with this subject and these people. I love FRM. I love everything that's done with it. I've been humbled and fortunate enough to MC a couple of FRMs. And we as a station have had on the musicians that we're going to talk about in that a lot over the years. We make no bones about it. We support the arts around here. We love the arts. And so, yeah, we're just going to have some fun talking FRM. And can I just say real quickly before we get going here and I give you guys the actual chance to talk, that I'm just excited that we're talking about this, that it's back. That's a win right there. It's such a great victory for our community, for our artistic community, to be able to have this, let alone all the other things that come along with FRM.
Sure is.
I want to talk right there and start there, if you don't mind, with what FRM is. What is Friends of Rapids Music? If we have somebody that's just hearing this and they haven't heard of FRM before, why is this such an important nonprofit in our community?
Yes, thanks. Friends of Rapids Music was created by Connie Tomsky-Favel back in 2016. The whole idea was to have a place where musicians and music venues could get together and post their events for free on Facebook. So Connie started the Facebook group and initially thought it was just going to be her and her husband who joined the group. And surprisingly, we've got over 5,000 members now. So it is just a great place to find out what's going on in our community and our surrounding area.
Mm-hmm. And with that beginning of that, like a lot of these things and a lot of the nonprofits we've talked to over the years on this show, it starts there, and the community and the people and the industry kind of build it into more and making it something else. You mentioned the rise of the followers on there and stuff. I'm one of them, and I know I remember seeing those numbers jump and being like, oh, that's pretty cool. Art, something that you mentioned kind of in our pregame a little bit that's such an important part of this too, and the scholarships that are available with this that are raised through FRM and that.
Well, how long have we been doing that, Suzanne? I think it's a wonderful program.
The scholarship program, yes. We've been funding it for years, but this will actually be the first year that we will be awarding the scholarship.
Mm-hmm. What kind of categories does FRM have for scholarships?
So the scholarship program is for any high school senior who is going on to higher education in any music discipline. So, and we're including the Catholic school and all the public schools in our surrounding area.
When we talk arts in particular, it's always important. When we're talking them in Wisconsin, it takes on an added meaning. I bring this up until it changes. Last year, Wisconsin finished dead last in the union in funding the arts. These programs are a matter. They are important. And whether we're talking FRM or local high schools, plays or music events or anything, we cannot encourage the community enough to support these, be a part of them. Arts are an integral part of the world, and we just have such a great body of them here in Wisconsin that we want to really support. That's a fine. No, I'm kidding. That's not a fine. But we appreciate so many of the people that come to these things and support FRM over the years and are really a big part of this because FRM's here because of the community. It's also because of the music community we have in this area too and the support that FRM's able to show them.
Yes, and I'd like to also add that the scholarship program was mainly funded by a music lover named Kevin Roberts. He was originally from Port Edwards, and as an adult, he moved away and became a music promoter in the Madison area. And when he ended up moving back to this area, he joined FRM and became one of the board members. And he is the main source of the funding, not only for the scholarship program, program, but he's also the main donor for the festivals.
Really appreciate that. And looking forward a little bit later, we'll talk some more about donors and get to some of those. But thank you for that, Suzanne. Appreciate it. I have to stop real quick and pull an audible here because I forgot how darn good Art's voice is. And the fact that I got to do this interview with that voice, that ain't fair. That's not fair, man. Art, it is good to see you and appreciate you here.
It's good to be here, James.
I want to get into the event itself and talk about this wonderful event. Before I do, real quick, we don't have to go too far down the rabbit hole with this one, but the putting this together, how long has this been coming, that this has been being put together, this one? Because we were without the fest for a couple of years there.
Well, I indicated that last year about this time, I indicated that I would be able to help and volunteer to help organize it. And I went to a board meeting and they voted me in as a member of the board. And so I have been helping with the board's assistance to pick the bands that we're featuring this year. And do some of the other organizing, you know, trying to get a sound system and trying to get this and get that to make the show run.
It really shows how much heart has gone into this and how much hard work has gone into this. I appreciate that, Art. Thank you. And I appreciate the work as well, because, man, is it show. I saw this lineup. I don't remember exactly when it posted, but I saw it right away. And I did a double take on it. I'm like, man, there is no weak links in this lineup. You've got a heck of a day planned for people and whole families with this free, wonderful event coming up. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the details of FRM Fest. This is the 8th annual. That's got to feel good, too, to be able to do
sure
that.
Sure does. Sure does.
Again, having the event back is great. It's wonderful to have the 8th annual, but the event you guys put together, this is all going to take place at one of my favorite spots in the world, Robinson Park. I have a lot. Again, no journalistic integrity. Love Robinson Park. Got a billion memories over there. When it comes to this event, the bands that are going to be played in the order they're going to go in. Let's go through that, you guys.
Well, we've got a polka band starting out at noon. That is the Beer and Pretzels Polka Band, which is the Engelbreit family and their close friends. Mm-hmm. And they do polka music and sometimes some country music too, which is always very interesting.
You know your audience, Art. Starting everything off with a polka band, that's the way to do it, man. Good. That's the way
I think
to do
100
it.
People will come just to see it. Oh, yeah, maybe yeah. 200, don't you
absolutely.
Think, just to see
at
the polka
least.
Band.
Let's see. We're going to find out.
And that's at the crack of noon.
Yeah. Great way. It's a good point.
So, and then we're representing jazz too. We're trying to make it a variety show. And so the Joyful Little Band is coming in, and they are a traditional jazz band from Portage County that has recently emerged as a force in this music.
That's my wheelhouse. I love jazz. And I had not heard of them before, so I went on a little digging on and everything. They're good. That's a good band right there.
It's a very interesting band, and J.R. Omernick is an old friend of mine. He also plays bluegrass, which is, of course, in my wheelhouse, but he plays a heck of a jazz trombone. I mean, it's beautiful tone, and he can really get around on the instrument. And his wife, Beth, will play various instruments and sing. And his boys will play drums and occasionally piano, and then they've got a clarinet player that comes in regularly too. It's traditional New Orleans jazz, which is so rare these days.
Yeah, and to hear it played, you know, not only hear it played, but hear it's played so well is so refreshing, so nice. Yeah. To keep that style of music relevant and around is cool. Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning the family there too. There's something about that when you get to see a family band. Certainly something that hits the heart and is kind of cool. But I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle either. The chemistry that they're able to have as a band, the harmony, all this stuff that is so almost organic with a family band. That's part of what makes it. And then you throw that into jazz. Such a good fit. That's cool.
It's a great family. The Omernicks have been involved with community theater out in Rosholt, where they live too. Mm. And in Stevens Point, and so they've got lots of angles covered in the entertainment field.
Absolutely.
The music, the theater, and
covering their bases. Now, all of these bands not only are incredibly talented, but have amazing names, and I love it when that happens. But one of my favorites is coming up here, Monday Night Takeout. That's a great name. It's a great name for a band.
Yeah, the Takeout, and they are one of the bands that alternate on Mondays at Holly Rocks, and they've been doing it for several years now. And it's a great group. It's a rock and roll group, and they're very versatile. They can back up people that come in and sit in with them at the Monday night shows every week, and just a powerhouse. Alex Quinnell on drums and Ben Chitek on guitar are the two guys that I know very well in the band, and most versatile musicians. Absolutely.
Well, we're extremely fortunate to be very familiar with those guys too and bring them on the air with us many, many times. I don't know if there's a musician that's been on with us more than Ben. In fact, if Ben didn't have 1,500 bands he was in, he'd be here being our house band. Like, I've joked with him for years about that. I tease him and stuff, and there's a reason why he's in all those bands. One is just an incredible ear for this music and what he does, and whatever the genre is. He also has some of the smartest fingers I've seen. Like, he's just so darn talented and so good at what he does.
I can hardly believe it when I'm watching that man, what music comes out of he's that good. Guitar of his, and he can sing, and just a wonderful musician.
Speaking of Ben, I believe he shows up in Double Duo right after that.
He does. He's going to play in Double Duo. And that's an interesting group, too. It's Wayne Jaworski, Pam Ross, and then Ben and Katie Chitek. And it's kind of a double duo.
It's very cool.
That's what they call themselves, mm-hmm. the Double Duo. They play as duos and sometimes on their own as solos. And I just can't wait to hear what they bring a quartet.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. You put those many talented musicians together, you know you're going to like it. You know it's going to sound good. It's just what they do and what songs they're going to do. I'm very curious about. I guarantee it's going to be good.
One good set, they could probably play four and just totally amaze everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're going to be talking about them here and there a bit more. That's going to be a lot of fun. Folk and Blues Brothers, another great name.
Oh, those guys. I've known Jeff Sachs for years. So he and Darren Walker met at a farmer's market and just kind of shook hands, and then ended up double booked at the same venue. And so here they had driven into this venue out of town, and both of them showed up, and the owner said, "Oh, I'm sorry, boys, I double booked you. Who wants to give up the night?" And they talked him into hiring them both, and they had never played together. And so they've been playing together since. That was years ago, and they've been playing together ever since. And now they have this band called the Folk and Blues group. And Folk and Blues, let's see, I've got to check my notes here.
Folk and
Blues Brothers.
Yes, Folk and Blues Brothers. I love the play on that. I'm certainly a big Blues Brothers guy, so just any play on that is always good to me. And as a side note, Art, thank you for that story. I could listen to you all day, man.
Oh, I've got another story, too. Okay. Darren Walker. Have you ever heard of the rhythm and blues guitarist T-Bone Walker from Texas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that is Darren Walker's great uncle.
Wow.
And, you know, T-Bone, back in the 40s and 50s, was a tremendous showman on the electric guitar, and he could play it behind his head, and he could play it with his tongue and between his legs, and Darren does that, too. So I'm kind of hoping he puts on those
yeah.
Oh, I hope he does it at the Friends of Rapids Music Fest. I really want to see that.
That's going
to
be fun. Yeah. That's going to be a good one. Got a great couple of acts to follow that, too.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Howard Lutke. Mm-hmm. He's really the only out-of-towner that's coming to the FRM Fest. He's from Chippewa Falls, and he's been active in the blues and R&B scene in Wisconsin as a ripping guitar player, especially on slide guitar, since the 1970s. Mm. And he's had his band Blue Max together since 1982, which includes his wife, Deb, and she's wonderful. Hmm. And she's been in the band since, I think, 1987, and they've been married about that long, too.
Cool.
And so I've been a fan of that group, the Blue Max group, for a long, long time. Bill Weiss, the drummer, the longtime drummer. And I believe that Howard requested to book Pete Shank, our local keyboard player.
Cool. Nice.
As
good
part of Blue Max for the FRM Fest. And they're actually doing a two-hour spot. So we'll get a big dose of blues and R&B from Howard and his group there.
And how cool of them to do that, to get that extended set there and everything. That's really cool. That's going to be great. And everything wraps up with an amazing band, too. The night wraps with this.
I have a good amount of experience with Adam Gruhl and his Space Burritos. He's a musical icon in central Wisconsin and started the successful group The Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, which has gone to national prominence. They're a top act in string band music and jamgrass. And he also plays with the Rucksack Revolution, the High Hawks. That's another kind of an all-star group. And then he formed a country rock band, the Space Burritos.
Great name. It's a great name.
Do you remember the Flying Burrito Brothers?
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it was so great. I think it was just a little bit of a play on that. Yeah, he wanted his own version of the burritos, and so he's got it. And it's just a wonderful group with a front line of electric fiddle, typically electric guitar, and saxophone, and sometimes harmonica. And guess who the harmonica player is? Me.
No, that's so cool. Oh, I was waiting for that. Okay. That's so good to hear.
And Adam, he puts in his original material, which is getting better and better and better. He's writing some wonderful songs. And so those emerge in the Space Burritos shows
before anybody else hears it.
And, you know, before he even records them, all of a sudden, here's this new Adam Gruhl song. It's just wonderful. And the band is talented. The band just picks up that stuff and runs with it. And it's a great jam country rock. It kind of defies description, really, because they'll play just about anything. They'll play bluegrass, too.
And they kind of make, when they are doing this, making it their own. You know, whatever their style is, whatever label you want to give it, they're kind of doing that with it.
Very much so.
A lot of fun. And I appreciate what you mentioned about Adam, and completely agree with you about his impact, what he is to this area, to the state, really, and everything. Right. I also will remind you, you are that as well, sir, and appreciate you, and appreciate that you're going to be a part of this and everything, and all the work you've put into this. Stuff.
Well, thank you, James. I guess it just goes to show, if you stay involved in one thing long enough and you do well at it, you're bound to get some recognition. So I'm grateful for all of that, and I'm still going to continue to participate and do it as long as I can.
It's my long con in radio. It's just, if I stay in it long enough, you know, eventually. You're so right about that. Again, a reminder that not only with all of this music going on and all of this great vibes and energy that is going to be happening at Robinson Park, and this being a free event, once again, remind everybody, there's also going to be some adult beverages down there, and there's always a kids zone. There's an area for this because we want the whole family to come down, want kids to be able to be involved, and you know, reminding everybody as well, when you bring the family, you bring the kids, they're going to go there, they're going to have some fun. There's a lot of different things with the kids zone that are going to be going on, we'll touch on in just a second, but they're also seeing their guardians, their parents, their older brothers and sisters, whoever it might be, taking them there, putting into their community, taking time out of their day, time out of their Saturday, come on down, enjoy some music, support the arts. That has an impact on kids. My mom did that to me when I was like 6-7 years old with a little dive bar in Chicago that we went down to go see B.B. King. You know, just happened to go see this guy down there and everything. You wonder why I love jazz or blues or stuff so much. It's all her. It's all that. And her taking the time to do that.
Early exposure.
Man, just the way that it can impact a kid. And their brains being such sponges. They're not just seeing the art, hearing this great music. Being out and, you know, maybe seeing some friends of theirs from school or something. They're seeing adults putting their time out of their day into the arts. And that goes a lot farther than we can really put into words when it comes to this stuff. There's also going to be a lot of cool stuff for them. So I don't want to escape past that. There's a lot of fun. I did see a bounce house. I will always see a bounce house if it's involved in these events. Those are great.
Yes. Yeah. The Kids Zone is super popular, and we're really excited that we can bring that back to the community as well. We have a wonderful group of volunteers who love to be with kids, and they're just going to make the day great for everybody. The activities will include some games and crafts. We'll have a percussion instrument station. There'll be face painting, balloon animals, and of course the bounce house slide, and a variety of snacks and treats. This year we'll also have a local caricature artist and a henna tattoo artist.
Oh, cool. And like we've been talking about, one of the themes it feels like a lot about this is there is literally something for everybody, whether we're talking musically and your music tastes, or the family coming down and what kids like. There's something a little bit for everyone with this. There's no reason not to come on down, whether it is for part of your day or just spend all day down there at Robinson Park for this event. We can't do this, though, without great donors and great people that are helping out make this happen. Susanna, if you don't mind taking a moment to kind of touch on some of these donors and these great individuals that have been a part of this event.
Oh, yes. So we have a ton of donors. We just had a wonderful connection with the community and support from the community. Mm-hmm. So Whiskey Rapids Saloon and Riders Roadhouse, R&R Patio Bar. So we got some great support from the venues, and Aspirus, Members Advantage, Encourage, Orange Cranberry Company, and Hotel Mead, just to name a few. There's we got just such a great response from the businesses as well as just local individuals who sent us checks and really want to see this festival continue and be successful. Richard's Liquor has helped us out, and the Crowbar, Rural Mutual, and the Kevin Roberts Memorial Fund, which we had discussed a little bit before. That's certainly honoring his life and legacy, and his love of music and community will definitely be shining that day of the festival, as well as a local musician that we all know and love, Jeff Goss. And so we're just excited to share all of that with our community, and excited that everything is going to be free because of all of these wonderful donors.
You threw a curveball at me there a little bit. I'm supposed to do that to you. Jeff, one of my favorite people, just period. Just Jeff for a very long time. And I appreciate you mentioning him too as part of this, because I know how much he cared about this event. He cared about this community and certainly cared about music. Man, if you were around Jeff for 5 seconds, you were going to hear something about music. You were going to talk about music. That's a great one to mention. And all these sponsors, all these businesses, all these people coming together, you know, showing more and more how hopefully, in a reminder to you all of how much we appreciate the work and everything that you're putting into this. You guys, all the individuals of FRM, all these musicians coming to town, or some of them coming to town to do this, to perform for our community. It's greatly appreciated, as much as I appreciate you putting up with my silly questions and all of that. We know that people like to be involved as well. If we're looking for volunteers or anything like that, that people could be involved, should we send them to the Facebook page? Is that the best way for them to contact you?
Sure, they can go to the Facebook page and make a comment. They could email us at friendsofrapidsmusic@gmail.com. And we're also having a meeting September 17th at Robinson Park at 6:30. So if anybody wants to volunteer, come and meet us there, and we'll put you to work.
Right on, right on. And I certainly want you to check out the Facebook page, subscribe to that, like it, and make sure to share it on your posts, post it on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Really, really cannot thank you both enough for the time and the conversation today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Thank you for bringing us in.
Again, Friends of Rapids Music Fest, the 8th annual, happening Saturday, September 20th, 12 to 9, over at beautiful Robinson Park at 1150 17th Street South, 17th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We appreciate you all listening for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.